Hey everyone, Mike Merle here. I made three solar panels that fit into three different sections of my sliding glass door here at the house. And if you take a look, I've got three different designs here. One of them has a louver that would be used under vents, a soffit vent on a house for attic circulation. Another I pretty much just punched out with a paper punch, an extended reach paper punch. It would have a 2-inch reach with a 1/4-inch punch on the holes, and then on the other I actually used a drill with a 1/8-inch bit and just drilled out a bunch of holes there. And as you can see on each one of these, the amount of air coming out of them is pretty substantial, and there's no fan. The way this works is completely by the convection of the heat inside the rear chamber. There's two chambers in these solar panels. Each panel only weighs about 4 pounds. You can make them for about $30. Now, of course, your initial investment is going to be a little more than that because the materials comes in rolls, and you'll have to make more than one. But when it comes down to it, these panels are right around $30 or even less, depending on where you buy your materials. Now, I'm going to use what's called an infrared thermometer that you can see here. It's got a digital readout on the back, and if you watch, when I take a measurement of the back of this panel, the back of the panel is only 97 degrees, as you can see there, 97 degrees. So you don't have to worry about somebody coming in and touching a panel and getting burnt on it, because it just doesn't get that hot. It's about like a very warm water coming, the temperature water of the water coming out of your faucet. Of course, it can get much heater, hotter. Anyway. The other thing I want to show you is, as I pull this panel off to get a reading on the actual panel itself, you'll see, and I will too here in a second, gotta hook it back up. Actually, these things are held up by suction cups on the window. Oops, timed out on me. Let's try this one more time. And we got 143 degrees right there. You can see 143 degrees on the actual film. And the film, what the film is a black foil that's used in theater and a lot of television studios. It's a black foil to be able to control the lighting that's coming off of studio lighting. It's fireproof. The whole unit is made out of materials that are not flammable. Framing is just framing that you would use for a regular screen window to put screens in. It's sandwiched together with the film on the inside of the sandwich, and then the external part, or the clear part, is just a clear plastic film that you put over your windows and use a hairdryer to shrink down to make it nice and tight and to look really nice. You'll see in the photographs beyond this video on how to actually make this solar panel yourself. You can make it with only a very strong pair, heavy-duty pair of scissors or tin snips. If you do, you're going to need a pair of needle-nose pliers to straighten out the cuts. But it's no big deal. You just cut your pieces to length, put the corners on, you're just taping. It's metal tape, it's aluminum metal tape, and the tape is rated at 240 degrees. We have a partially cloudy day today, meaning that the skies are not blue. They've got a lot of white in them. It's kind of an overcast, but it's a sunny overcast. I have measured the inside of these panels to go to 165 degrees. That's about the most that we get out of them. But as you can see, the tissues that I have on the top of these panels, as the air goes into the bottom, the cooler air goes into the bottom and travels through the panel, it heats up as it reaches the top, and then it comes out the top. And it's almost like it's got a blower in it, but it does not have a blower. Now, the other thing that I have, as you can see here, the air goes up. As I close these curtains, one of the other nice things is you can actually leave the curtains open to allow more air heated air to circulate through. But as the three panels heat up behind this curtain, they go up above the curtain, across the ceiling, and then you'll see the ceiling fan here. It's set on winter, and what it does is it pulls all that hot air from the ceiling and pushes it down to room level. The other thing that I've done to this house is I've turned off the heating vents from the furnace inside the house to make sure that if the furnace did come on, no heat comes into this room. However, so far today, the heat has not come on the furnace. And the other thing that I did was I actually went to the furnace. You've got a setting for automatic and fan. And you can actually turn the fan on continuously. And what that does is it'll circulate the air throughout your whole house all the time. And if you close off the room that's got the solar panels in it, as this room heats up to the temperature of whatever these panels are putting out, and the cold air return pulls that air through your furnace, it distributes it out throughout the whole house. And for about you'll spend about probably $50 or $60 to get all of the materials, but since you've got all the materials, you might as well make these panels to fit each south-facing window in your house. You can custom make them to fit just the upper pane, and then you can cut out and build another one to fit the lower pane. If you've got any questions, feel free to give me shoot me an email or respond. If this is on one of the blogs, please do that. And I hope that you got something out of this. I know I did. I'm pretty sure my heating bills are going to be a lot cheaper next month. Until the next one, this is Mike Murley with the Savvy Tech, part of the United Assemblers Network. Thanks for watching.